gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, November 29th, 7 p.m., and this is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. We'll start with roll call. I am Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Jill Godwin-Williams.
Perkins.
Judy Mann, Secretary.
Okay, we are missing Janice and Brian this evening, but we do have a legal quorum. This time we're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation led by Lori Houston.
Yes, invocation first. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're very grateful for this opportunity to assemble and express our freedoms as a community. Please bless us that the things that come before us will be clear and we can be fair in our decision. Please bless us as a community that we can enjoy this season with health and safety. Please keep our dear friend Doreen Sterita in your heart and on your mind. She's lost, our community has lost her dear husband. I say this in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Now the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to take just a moment of silence for Mr. Sterita. He's a member of our community that has come to our meetings for years and years. 25 years. And was always a great voice for people and utilized this system and helped the system to stay alive. Matter of fact, his wife brought this envelope into us that has all kinds of notes she took and recordings. So we just would like to take a little moment of silence for him.
Comment. This is a period devoted to comments regarding items on our agenda, but you will not be able to stay till the end. If you're not able to stay but would like to speak, this is the time to do it. Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of our minutes from our November 1st, 2023 meeting.
I move to approve the minutes for the 2023 meeting.
The November 1st meeting.
November 1st.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'll ask for approval of our agenda for tonight's meeting. Poll, combine, delete any items.
I'll make a motion to approve the November 29th, 2023 agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there are no informational items. So we'll move on to planning and zoning. And first we have VS 23-0693, Lynn and Tony Weiser, for vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County, located between Paul and Moapa Valley Boulevard, and also between Matus and Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here for the Weisers? Please step up to the podium, say your name, spell the last name, and your address, please.
Lynn Visser. V-I-S-S-E-R, address 2125 Matus Street, Logan, Nevada.
Okay.
And I have some handouts.
Okay.
Perfect. I printed that out today. I was trying to figure out exactly where the overhead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anywhere at one time that there was road on the south end of my property. that the property, the road was vacated. It wasn't until our neighbor mentioned that he and other residents that owned sections of the parcel that were, there was no need for the roads and went through the process to have them vacated. So I called the county to confirm the info, and the county verified the vacation of the roads and sent me a vacation order, which I never got with my documents when I bought the home. When I questioned the drainage easement, the person at the county, which the guy's name was Jason, and I think Zoni, he said there was never a drainage study redone, and so because of that, the drainage easement that's on my property had to stay. So in the meantime, I did contact an engineering firm, Alpha Engineering, out of St. George, who's licensed to do work in Clark County. And they reevaluated the drainage easement to determine that due to the 65-foot drainage on APR, basically these numbers are three lots to the adjacent of me, already has a 65-foot drainage in their subdivision submittal, and it's approved. And because of the roads that were vacated in our subdivision, there's no need for the drainage easement. So if you look at on page three, the third page back, this is the document for the vacation that was done.
'05.
So if you look at the next page back, with the yellow and the pink line, the yellow is my property. The pink line is the 25-foot easement that's still there. If you look at this, and it says, reservation of a 25-foot drainage easement to be publicly maintained. Well, I've been there 10 years. Based on that, the county says the county people are supposed to come to maintain that 25 feet. I've never seen anybody for 10 years who've been there. The last page is the engineering report, the drainage study from Alpha Engineering. And on that, you can see on the top left, it says existing 25-foot drainage easement per document. The next line over says vacated 30-foot wide Eugene Avenue, which Eugene was one of the streets that carried all the way through there. And let me back up just a minute. This page right here, you can see that in the middle, there's Ron Avenue. Eugene is down here at the bottom in the pink, and Skyline goes up the back side. So the neighbors all got together and decided those roads weren't needed anymore, and they went to the county and had all those roads vacated. When they vacated Eugene, which is where the pink is, they never vacated the drainage easement along with the road. That's why the drainage easement's still there. So, I'm here to, this juncture to have the drainage easement vacated.
Are there any questions from the board? Does the drainage easement run through anybody else's property, or is it just...
It's just along my...
Yours?
That is just my property.
So yours just missed in the document somehow?
According to Jason for the county, as he looked at the property with me, the only thing he could see why it probably wasn't vacated with the road because there was never a drainage study done that allowed the vacation of the drainage easement to be done.
Proof it wasn't needed.
So that's why I had to go to Alpha Engineering to have the drainage study redone, and according to them, it's not required, it's not needed. I've been to the county, submitted all the documents, everything's been approved, there's nothing negative comments about it, so the next step is to go to the county next month.
Are there any other questions from the board? Are there any questions from the public? Well, this time I'm going to make a motion to approve the vacation following staff recommendation. Like I said, the staff does want to know that finds the applicant consistent with the standards and purpose enumerated in the master plan Title 30, that it will be changing January 1st, but staff approves it, and I'm going to make a motion that the board approves it.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you for your diligence. This was an amazing document.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
There were no questions asked. You had them right there for us. You will be going before the town or Board of Commissioners, the Planning Commission, BCC on December 20th, it looks like. So.
Yes.
Okay, next we have WS 230737, Robert Mahon and Wendy Skinner. This is a waiver of development standards to reduce the separation for an accessory building in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 1 acre in an RE zone within Moapa Valley Boulevard, Moapa Valley Overlay District. This is generally located on the north side of Anasazi, 531 feet west of the Moapa Valley Boulevard. And who would we have with us this evening?
Lois, I'm sorry. Did you just tell him the 20th of the BCC?
That's what it says here. Agenda log. Oh, okay. Move from the 20th BCC to the 19th Planning Commission. Thank you. Yes. Lynn, the 19th to the Planning Commission, not the 20th.
Hi, I'm Wendy Skinner, and I live at 1540 Anasazi, and we're just here to request a waiver of reuse. We want to structure up, and it's actually the
once again, how big is the structure?
It's 80 by 24 feet, 14 feet.
Okay. I know you were before us before,
yes.
And it was too big and too far over. We told you at that time that if it's smaller and not encroaching on your neighbors, we didn't have a problem with it. And I see that you've accommodated all those requests. Are there any questions from the board?
No.
Jill?
I don't have any questions. It looks like they have done everything that was requested of them.
Right, yes. Are there any questions or concerns from the audience? Okay, well, I'm going to ask for a motion.
I'll make that motion to approve the waiver of development standards in order to construct the building.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, beginning. Yes,
how is
sanitary working with the county? Thank you. Right, it made it so easy. Really
all
the
research is done.
General business. This is a reminder to the board members. Our annual CE and FDS filings are due by January 15th, so they don't slap our hands again. Because we're elected officials, we have to show if we've collected any money. Okay, now we're open to comments by the general public. This is period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And is there anyone who would like to speak this evening? Okay, well, I'm going to open it up to the board members for any updates in the community and events going on.
I am so, not aware of events right now. And I know there's plenty of fun things happening.
I'm not aware of events, but I will make the comment that I'm really excited
exciting to see the work proceeding on the boulevard, finally.
Yes.
After all these years of them talking about it, so it's kind of exciting to see it happening.
Yes. We do have, Judy, could you update us on the preschool Christmas party?
December 7th from 11 to 1 at the Fine Arts Building. The commissioner is having a Christmas party for preschoolers. We have Santa, they have presents, we have games, we're going to decorate cookies. We have little individual Christmas trees for them to have to decorate and take home. Our metro officers come and they supply Santa for us to hand out presents. And we have a really nice lunch. We're even going to have a special at lunch. Buddy the Elf is preparing his version of spaghetti.
Oh my.
Which might be dangerous, but...
Judy, what's the age limits on that? I know you say preschoolers.
So like 2 to 5.
2 to 5?
And if somebody has a 6-year-old that they bring with their 2 to 5-year-old, it's just not a big deal.
Okay.
But it is best if you let Parks and Rec know, just give them a call and say, I'm going to go somebody 4 of us coming, somebody 3 of us coming.
Okay. Sounds good. Also, I believe it's December 7th, at the fairgrounds, I believe they said 6 to 7 p.m., Metro will be doing ATV bin inspections. They will have forms there as needed. Just ATVs. Speaking of that, though, I did make a call to Commissioner Kirkpatrick this last week. We bought a new trailer, tried to get it registered at DMV, and they told us we had to have a VIN check because we bought it in Utah. Just call NHP, they will send somebody out. Call NHP, and I'm sorry, we no longer dispatch officers for VIN checks. So they would not send anybody out. Metro will allow the officers to do VIN checks for ATVs, but not trailers or vehicles, even though we need them. And I called Commissioner Kirkpatrick and I said, we're just having little problems out here in the valley because they're required and we cannot get them done. I said, I can understand it in Vegas where officers are all over the place and they're extremely busy. She agreed she's going to see what she can do to get us some help out here, even if it's, you know, certain days a week or something, and have roundups, shall we say.
It's difficult with vehicles because sometimes you need the VIN check to get them registered so you can't drive them.
You can't drive them to Mesquite to get your VIN check. And so that is something that our commissioner is working on for us. Okay, are there any other comments? Okay, well, our next meeting will be December 13th at 7 p.m., and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
I had really intended on I wasn't going to start it, but they need it in Vegas, so.
Okay.
We're good. Oh.